This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 today with Hal, Mark and Hugh. In today's show, we have two guests, Jenny and Ron. They have been friends since high school. Jenny's straight and Ron is gay. We'll be exploring the two sides of a coming out event, what it's like for Ron to come out to his friends, and what it's like for Jenny to have her friend come out to her. We'll be looking at both perspectives today, so another interesting chat coming up here on Orange Ribbon. Please join us for the next hour on Joy 94.9. Hello to Jenny and Ron.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, I guess for our listeners, if you can introduce yourself, talk about a bit about yourself. So, Jenny, maybe you can go first.
Okay. I'm 22 and I was born and raised in Melbourne. My parents are from Vietnam originally.
So, pretty much as a Melbourne girl.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Ron?
I'm very much the same. I was born in Melbourne. I'm a Melbourne guy. My parents are also, my parents are from Vietnam. I've got a Chinese background though.
Now we've, in our introduction before, we were referring to the fact of that the two of you are friends in high school. So can you tell us a bit about how you guys met in high school? Or is it in high school you met, or was it actually way back in primary school, even kindergarten?
No, it was definitely in high school.
Yeah, we met in year 9 during a nerdy web design class. Ron was having a bit of trouble.
My website was it was about chopsticks.
How to use chopsticks.
And I really needed help. So I sat next to Jenny, and Jenny helped
me. And copied
me.
So what year level was this?
This was year 9.
Well, yeah. Year 9. So
just, yeah. Ron, I'm just interested about chopsticks. a website about chopsticks. I mean, how much can you write about using them?
Well, I noticed a gap in the market in that a lot of people actually don't know how to use chopsticks. And I think our teacher said you need to do a website that...
It's like an instructional website? So he had pictures of, like, close-up of hands, exactly how to hold the chopstick.
Right. And is the website still operational?
No.
And how many hits did it get?
I think the teacher saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. What about your friendship? Now, you said you met in high school, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you get talking?
Well, I guess the whole website thing started us off, and then... Right. I kind of like to make fun of him a lot, and it just grew from there. We started hanging out. We had our own separate groups of friends, but...
So, who had the sort of attraction to the other first?
As in, you guys, like, you think you guys, oh, you know, he or she is a person that you can get along with, and, like, who initiated the friendship?
Well, Jenny was really great at helping me out with my website or anything at schoolwork, really.
We ended up in quite a few classes together. But
Jenny, you actually told us off air, though. You now I'm going to embarrass you here. You had a secret passion, for Ron, didn't you?
I did have a crush on him.
This is your own coming out as well.
Yeah, in a way. I thought he knew about it, but obviously not.
When you were speaking to me off air, he looked shocked.
No, it was the first time I heard about that.
But a lot of girls had crushes on Ron.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that a disappointment?
There were a few in your group, actually, Jenny.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was just that.
Was it peer pressure that made you, because everyone else has got the hots for Ron, so you have to have a hot spot for Ron as well?
But
then
I got to hang out with him the most, so.
she stole my heart in the end.
Just backstep a little bit. You're both from a Vietnamese background, except Ron, you said you had Chinese grandparents or Vietnamese?
Yep, both my grandparents are from China, so I'm very much Chinese. I've got a very Chinese culture at home.
Okay. As in, when you say culture, in what way?
So things like food. We've still got some relatives in China. Going back to, you know, Hong Kong or wherever. And also we're Buddhist.
Okay.
So we've got our grandma and our grandparents. And
do you practice your religion?
Personally, not really. I do it because my family just says, oh, you should go go to the temple. You should, you know, do pray or something like that. But personally, I just sort of keep myself free. Yeah.
But your parents, they have the altar with the offerings and everything at home.
That's right.
Okay.
My grandparents are, or mainly my grandma, really, is quite religious, and so she sort of says, "Okay, today we've got to do this and celebrate Chinese New Year in this sort of way."
What about you, Jenny?
It's pretty much the same situation.
Is it?
I don't really practice religion myself, but with my grandparents, they used to, they had a lot of celebratory events, that I just went along because my parents asked me to.
But is your family just Vietnamese or do you have the Chinese?
No, there was a Chinese background as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you think this helped the relationship or the friendship, shall we call it? Both having the same background?
Oh, we definitely had a lot in common. And we could we could sort of talk about our parents. And we talked about our families and...
But I don't think it had that much of an effect on...
I mean, it was more the fact that you guys were just two people that happened to be in the same place at the same time and seems to click with, on the same wavelength.
I think it's a lot to do with being on the same wavelength
and I think we
being
like,
able to laugh at the same things. And
we like the same TV shows and music.
It's the most important bit.
Just, you know, pop culture. We loved pop culture. So
one question I've got is, when you, if you were hanging around all this time in school, did everyone think sort of you were a couple in school?
I think back in year 9, year 10, a few people did, but...
Including the teachers.
Yeah. Including the teachers.
Well, if you see a guy and a girl hanging around all the time and best friends, everyone just puts two and two together. But in this case, they got five, didn't they?
But you were saying that all the other girls also had crush on Ron. So did I get jealous of you because you get to hang out with him so often?
I don't know. If they did, they never told me. But
if they listen out there, they can SMS in.
I would have been glad to share.
What about the different groups that you were in at school? Were you in the same group at school or did you have separate groups of friends?
My group was pretty much a whole bunch of guys and we just talked about geeky stuff, really. I was quite a geek in high school.
So not many people would admit that.
No, I pride myself on being a geek.
Oh, right.
Still am. But Jenny's was a bunch of girls.
Yeah, he studied a lot and had study groups. And
so you weren't a geek, were you?
I think I'm more of a geek now than back then.
Is that because of Ron? Is it rubbed off on you?
It's contagious.
So in the two groups that you were in, did these two groups ever get together and mix up? Or?
We did.
Yeah, eventually. Just like parties, birthday parties and things like that, we ended up.
So it was one big happy family, basically.
Not entirely. I mean, they're still not, you know, one big group. But they do sort of know each other. They're all friends. They're different levels of friendships. But we don't really see see them much now.
No.
Not from high school, no.
Unfortunately, we'll come back to this. We're going to play some music now.
Call Joy. 1-300-JOY-949.
And welcome back to Joy 94.9 with How, Hugh and Mark. And today we're talking to Ron and Jenny. Jenny, do you want to introduce that track?
Yeah, that was She Got Me by Dan Banks Band.
And I believe you need to say something.
Yes, that I'm really sorry I missed your gig last night.
Well, you've made up for it by playing his track today, so hopefully
they appreciate that. Thanks.
Jenny, tell us, why did you miss the gig? Come on. Truth.
Okay, my friends parked on me and then
we've all
didn't
been
want
there.
To go alone.
We've all been there.
But that's all right. We'll see him at the next gig. Hopefully that's very soon.
Anyway, so we're moving on from the last session. We were talking about both of you being very good friends in high school. Now, if we can maybe start talking about your coming out process. How did it occur and how did you kind of, maybe start from the beginning. When did you decide to, you would come out to Jenny?
I came out to a good friend of mine probably back in year 10. And then in year 11, because Jenny and I were such good friends and I had not come out to anyone else at all. So aside from that friend, I just thought, hey, it's about time. I wanted to be a bit more open with our friendship. So I just thought, and it was, we'll start from the formal, the year 11 formal.
Yeah.
So in the year 11 formal, I decided to take this girl to the formal.
Can I just ask you something? Sorry to interrupt. It wasn't Jenny.
No, it wasn't Jenny.
No, it's
whatever.
How
did you feel?
I think I was a bit crushed. I think I was. Yeah.
So did you have a date as well to take us on?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Sorry, Ron. We're from your track.
I feel horrible now. I really
no,
do.
No, that's okay. I've forgiven you since then.
Have a go at Ron, dear.
You'll be feeling worse by the end.
Yeah. Well, so I took her to the formal, but obviously I was such good friends with Jenny. I was talking to Jenny probably most of the night. And this girl that I took, she had her friends there. So we sort of parted ways.
So you dumped her at the formal?
Sort of.
Oh, she's a lovely girl.
She's lovely.
Yeah. I think that, Ron and her were friends for a while before that, so.
Yeah.
But not after?
Not much. We haven't really kept in contact, I can tell you that.
Okay.
We're embarrassing. Okay, carry on, Ron. Come on.
So, I think after that, I think Jenny knows the story.
I think it was a couple of months after that. It was one of our friends' birthday and we decided to go to the city. So there was four of us all together and we were at Mitcham Station and just walking along.
Classy place.
Classy place. And yeah, just Ron just said he had something to tell me. And
in front of the other two people? I mean, you said there's four people.
No. We were meeting the other two in the city that day, but we were alone.
Jenny, did you have any idea at this point that what he was going to tell you?
I had no idea.
No?
Absolutely no idea.
So you were blind to the fact that he wasn't dating girls or showing any interest in girls?
Well, he started off that day by saying that there was a reason why he didn't pursue, in particular, this girl he took to the formal.
Right.
And that he was,
So how did Ron actually get round to telling you? Did he stumble through it?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I was really scared.
He looked it too. I thought, this is going to be something like a bombshell. He's going to tell me something really
serious. Yeah, and I had no idea how she was going to react.
Mm.
So I think I sort of blurted it out. And
how did you react, Jenny?
I don't know. I just stayed really quiet for a while and I think I asked something really stupid. I can't remember what the question was, but it wasn't appropriate.
Let me ask you something, Jenny. Yeah. Was it a disappointment?
No, it wasn't a disappointment.
Because earlier we talked about how you had a little crush on Ron. Did that just destroy all of that crush that
you
had?
Well, no, because he didn't actually say he was gay. He said he was bisexual. Or he was going to
be. You know, because I'm still, now I'm gay, but back then I was still thinking, I don't want to be, I needed to accept it myself.
Yeah. So how old were you when you told Jenny?
I was 16.
So you said before, Jenny, you told a good friend.
Mm.
How old were you when you told your good friend?
15, I think.
But how did that person react? Because somehow that must have helped you in being able to tell Jenny.
Oh, he was gay as well, and he was already out to his friends. So he encouraged me. He said, no, it's actually fine. And I just thought, well, it's about time I needed to tell someone as well, someone who's this other friend. Back then, we didn't really hang out that much. We didn't go to the same school or anything. So.
How old were you when you realized that you were gay or bisexual to start with?
Yeah. I'd say maybe around that time, 14, 15,
right.
you start thinking, you start going, okay, why are my friends all always talking about girls? And I was hanging out with a bunch of guys. So there was a lot of testosterone. and I just always felt, you know, I just wasn't interested.
Having this friend who you came out to, you already knew he was gay.
Mm.
Did that help you?
That definitely did. That definitely did. And also I did a bit of research on the internet about, you know, little organizations that you can help you and all that sort of thing. But reading the internet at that time is sort of dangerous as well as a good thing, because you have all these differing opinions and you don't know what to sort out.
Mm.
So you are still really, really, you know, worried what people's reactions are going to be.
Yeah. Did you find it a bit mind-boggling at first? I mean, taking all this information in and thinking, oh my God, this is just too much for me.
Yeah. Definitely.
And did you have anyone you could have turned to for help, you know, counselling or something like this? Or did you never consider that?
I never really considered it. I wasn't the type who thought this is the end of the world, that sort of thing. Mm. I was very positive in my outlook. So
in the school, were there other sort of out kids in school at the time? So you didn't feel the only sort of gay in the village, as they say?
Not at the time, no.
At the time, not that I knew of. Afterwards, a few
so
more.
They opened the floodgates for after you, was it?
I'd say that. And then after we came out, we sort of met some other people from our high school, and we're going, oh, okay, yeah, we see you out. around the scene, that sort of thing.
How long was it before, apart from your gay friend and Jenny, how long was it before you actually told anyone else?
Did you expressly tell someone else, or?
I think word just spreads. So people in high school sort of just went, oh, okay, I know. And then when I went to university, I just sort of went, why bother hiding it? So I just, whoever I met and whoever knew person, most people just sort of assumed already. Mm. I don't know why that would be, or, you know, maybe I give out a gay aura or something, but most people just gone, yeah, it's no big deal at all.
Do you think after you've come out, you act a little bit differently? Other people picked up on your body language or something?
I think I was definitely a lot more comfortable with myself.
Mm.
It was really good just being able to talk to people about whatever without really having to hold back. Guys that I'll meet and start talking about their girlfriends and all that, and they'll ask me something and I'll be like, oh, well, you know, I'm gay, but this is what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And can I just ask, you were talking that most of your friends were guys, so how did they react?
They were a little shocked at first. I think I told them just after high school. So they were a little shocked, but they were pretty fine with it.
At school, you sometimes think that your schoolmates are going to react in maybe even a violent way or snub you completely. Did any of that happen?
I think we had one or two, you know, close friends who may have just stepped back a little, going, oh, no, I don't know how to deal with this.
Right.
But there was no sort of violent things, or there was no massive blow up of anger or anything like that.
If we can just take a step back a little and get back to Jenny, when Ron told you that he was gay, I mean, at the train station, at Mitcham train station, I mean, after your initial shock and, you know, after you digested the information, I mean, did you guys continue on that train ride back into the city?
Absolutely.
So was it a bit awkward, like, when you meet up with the other two friends in the city?
Well, no, we had a good day out, and I do remember asking Ron, after the day finished, just apologising, even though I didn't know what I was apologising for, just asking him, I'm sorry if I treated you any differently, just so I put it out there. But he said, no, I didn't. And he probably doesn't remember this.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll go on a break and listen to another track, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about this.
SMS 0427 Joy 949.
And welcome back to Joy 94.9 with How, Hugh and Mark on Orange Ribbon. Ron, apparently there's a bit of a story to that track. Would you like to tell us a bit more?
Yep. So Jenny had no clue that prior to me coming out. So she actually introduced me to Scissor Sisters, and I'm a massive Scissor Sisters fan, and I had a massive crush on Jake Shears. So I
still had no idea.
Yeah. And so Scissor Sisters has become a long, I think, symbol of our friendship.
Worst symbol, but...
Yeah. So I just needed to play that track. Love Filthy Gorgeous, and I love the Scissor Sisters.
So that track was specially for Jenny.
Yes.
Oh, there you go, Jenny. How do you feel having a track played on Joy 94.9 for yourself?
Filthy Gorgeous, of course.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of like couple usually have that their song, the first dance or whatever that they play at the wedding, you guys have Filthy Gorgeous from the Scissor Sisters.
What about your parents? You know, you two hang around all the time. You've come out to your best friend and Jenny.
Mm.
How did they see the two of you? Did they just assume that you were boyfriend, girlfriend?
I think mine did. I think
mine didn't really. Really? Mine just sort of, yeah. I didn't really talk to my parents much at that age. So I'll just say hang out with Jenny, and they never really thought much about it.
Mm. Well, my mum knows that Ron's gay, but my dad doesn't. And he still asks to this day, whatever happened to that nice boy?
Can I ask a question, Jenny? Yeah. You said your mother knows that Ron's gay.
Mm.
Why not your father?
My father's a bit weird about this kind of topic, and he just prefers not to know. And my mum says it's best not to push it on to him, yeah. onto him or anything.
How do you think he would react if you found out?
Oh,
I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you think he would reject Ron, or?
I think he'd look at Ron differently if he ever came over, or if he knew I was hanging out with him. Mm.
How do you feel about that, Ron?
Look, I'm cool with it. I don't really hang out with friends' parents, so that's fine.
So, do you go over to each other's houses and? So does he know who you are, sort of thing?
Not yeah, so he much knows now.
I used to go over to Jenny's house because we used to have a maths tutor together.
Maths tutoring.
So that was how nerdy and geeky we were.
All right.
Yeah.
What about your parents? Do they know that you're gay?
Yeah. However, it's still a really taboo topic, and I don't really talk about it at all.
Right. How did you bring it up with them?
Oh, they asked.
Oh, they asked?
Yeah, mum sort of asked, and one day...
Do you
day
know why she asked?
I think it was... There was a bit of an argument about something really random. It was actually not about sexuality at all.
Mm.
And then she just sort of wanted to know more about me and just gone, "So, Ron, tell me, are you gay?" And I was like, "Well, yes." And so she was a little shocked. And after that, we just sort of cooled down. And so to this day, we still don't really talk about it much.
What about your father?
So my father found out through mum.
Right. As it did.
But even I've never been asked from my father.
So you've never actually had a conversation with him?
Not really, no. And I really would love to do that one day, but I think I'll just have to see if when they're comfortable with it. It took me years and years to accept it myself, so I don't expect them to accept it straight away.
Mm.
So how long ago was it that you told them, or how old were you when you told them? When they asked you, I should say.
A couple of years ago, about 2-3 years ago, yeah.
Do you feel disappointed that you can't talk to your parents about it? Do you feel that you would like to sit down and have a conversation about your boyfriend or something like this?
Yes, sometimes it is a bit, it's heartbreaking in the fact that you can't really tell them everything, but I've got a good support network of friends and I do have a couple of family members who do know, so that's fine.
Have you ever taken a boyfriend home?
Yes, but not introduced as my boyfriend.
No. Do you think, of course, your parents are going to know it is your boyfriend, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they don't react?
No, not really. They, like I said, they don't talk about it. And, they've, he's stayed around for dinner and things like that. But
So they obviously assume it's your boyfriend, but they don't really talk about it. But they're at least accepting enough to allow that.
I think that's right, yes.
What about staying overnight? Does any of them ever stay overnight?
Oh, I think, yeah, he stayed overnight once or twice. But, once again, nothing. In the morning, it's just nothing happens.
Okay. This is On Driven on Joy 94.9. We'll come back to Jenny and Roy's story just after this.
SMS 0427 Joy 949.
And welcome back to Joy 94.9 with How, Hugh and Mark. So Jenny, which song was that?
That was Jay Brennan with Beautifully. It's off his newest album.
And of course, Jay Brennan's probably better known for shortness.
Yes, exactly. But he's got a wonderful, wonderful voice and just really talented.
Now, Ron, we were talking about coming out to parents. Do you want to just tell us when you first decided, or your mother asked you and you were going to tell her the truth, was it a nerve-wracking experience, but then, oh my God, thank God I've done that?
Yes. And it was, because it was quite an angry sort of conversation. So I just sort of blurted it out, spur of the moment sort of thing. There wasn't much
So it wasn't premeditated.
No,
like
not
that.
At all.
So it just came out
That's
suddenly.
Right.
And so were you really scared afterward because you didn't actually plan this and suddenly now that it's all out in the open?
Well, it stopped the argument. I just sort of went back in my room and
slammed the door.
That's about it. And so everyone was just quiet after that.
So, Jenny, the friendship you have now with Ron, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know he's gay, so any crush you had's gone. So do you get to meet Ron's boyfriends and you go out socially with them, with the two of them?
I've met Ron's boyfriends and it's been...
And vice versa, yeah. Do you get to meet Jenny's boyfriends?
None of which you speak of. He would.
I would.
Do you go clubbing to sort of the gay bars with Ron and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I used to. We probably don't hang out as much now, but still good mates. And yeah, I used to hang out.
I dragged Jenny to my first gay bar.
That was a lot of fun. I was with him when he first went to the Peel.
So was that just the two of you? So you took Jenny along for sort of protection, or
no? I think there was one other person. One other person, yep.
And I was really scared. I was going
terrified.
Wow, you know, there's all these gay people everywhere. What's going on?
How did you feel after you got in there and sort of calmed down on that?
Oh, I had heaps of fun. Yeah, I loved that the camp music there.
Played a lot of Sisters.
Yeah, I didn't know places like that existed. And I was 18, so legal.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. Jenny, going back to you, Ron was saying that, you know, he took you to your first ever gay bar and all that. Do you think that if you hadn't known Ron, you would ever actually come into contact with, like, you know, other gay people or have gone to the gay scene and you know, dance in the gay bar?
I think I still would have. I think I still would have because I remember back in, probably before I even met Ron, that I did, like, projects on homosexuality and I was just very open to the idea and I think I would have gone to a club if I was invited to one.
It's a little bit different now, though, because when you go into a club, there's a lot of straight guys and straight girls there now. So that probably makes it a little bit easier. I would say when I was younger, it was a gay bar was a gay bar, you know. And yeah, one thing I would say, though, and I don't know if you've ever encountered this, is usually when you've got a straight girl hanging around a gay guy, they call them fag hags. Is that right?
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever been called it, Jen?
Ron calls me that.
All the time. Yeah, I call her my ultimate fag hag. I love it.
I've got no problem with the term itself, but I can see how it can be used in a derogatory sense.
But you treat it more as a like a term of endearment, don't you?
Yeah, and it's a term of endearment, I guess, to some. To me, at least.
Yeah, we claim it.
And are you a fag hag to any others?
Ron's my number one.
Oh, so they're all number 2, 3, 4, 5.
Don't want to rank people here.
What about your future relationship? How long do you think, you know, because one day, Jenny, you're going to meet someone and get married. Do you think you'll still carry on the friendship the way you do at the moment? Because you're obviously very close.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, I still consider him one of my best friends, and I know he'll be around to support me, and I'll support him whatever he chooses.
And just talking about the marriage, I mean, we've just seen walking past the studio of the gay marriage rally that's been going on, the equality marriage. What's your opinion on that, Jenny and Ron? What do you think?
Jenny first.
If I know it was going on, I'd be down there.
What do you think about two guys, if Ron met someone, for example, and they could marry, would you think it was the right thing to do?
Oh, absolutely. They deserve all the happiness they can get. And
So you'd be the bridesmaid?
Yeah, I will.
What about you, Ron?
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm all up for equal rights and everything. So and equal recognition. So I would be down there. Probably after this, I'll run down there and support the guys.
What about in a gay marriage, would you consider having children? Not you personally, but adopting children or something?
Yeah, I love children.
I think you'll be a wonderful father.
I love playing with children. They're awesome.
Just one thing. Now, both of you are Vietnamese with Chinese background. Your boyfriends, are they mostly Vietnamese Chinese background as well?
No. No? No, I never really have had a Vietnamese or Chinese boyfriend.
So why? Is there a reason? Or has it just never happened?
I don't think there's a real reason for it. I just think it doesn't really happen. I'm attracted to everyone, but just no one has really come across that I really fancy.
What do you think about, because How and Mark and I have had discussions on the show and off air about this. How do you feel about Caucasian and Asian couples getting together? Or do you have an opinion?
I don't. I think it's just like any other couple getting together. It really should be a non-issue. I don't see anything different.
What about you, Jenny?
Non-issue as well.
Yeah. Do you think that's a general attitude of people? Or?
I think it might have to do with generational kind of opinions as well. Because my parents probably would say no to a Caucasian boyfriend.
Would they?
Yeah, they
would. Why would that be?
It's just their opinion since forever, I think. And
so it's the old school, maybe, that think that because you've got Vietnamese, Chinese background, that's the type of boy you go out with.
Yeah, definitely for my parents, that's the case.
I mean, I think we can take it back a little bit. You know, when you're talking about the two of you, the friendships, like, if you have, like, boy trouble, would you go to Ron and ask him for advice, or and vice versa? If you've got boy trouble, would you go to Jenny for advice? Or it's, like in terms of the level of the friendship, like, do you get to, how close does it?
Yeah.
Like, what point do you guys, like?
I think it's great, the honesty that we have, that we'll feel comfortable sharing that. And asking each other the advice.
I always ask her for advice. I tell her everything.
It's not that I have any much to give, but I'll try.
And I mean, taking it back a step a little bit, back when you were talking about in high school that you were like you were in Jenny's room a lot of the time studying, and you guys really were studying. But like, Jenny, do you find that your parent kind of was wandering outside your door a lot of time just to check up on you?
I don't think my parents thought we had that kind of relationship, but no, they were pretty cool with it. And my mum made us fried rice a lot.
I loved her mum's fried rice. It was, you should try it one day.
All right, we're all invited to Jenny's for dinner.
Cool. Yeah. One thing you were talking about when Ron came out to you, that it actually brought you closer together as friends as well, you said, when we were off here. Do you want to talk a bit more about that?
He was my best friend, so I guess it just brought us even closer that he felt comfortable enough to share this really personal thing
experience
about him.
Yeah.
That night after I told her, we spent hours hours online chatting to each other.
I just kept sending him pictures. Of
guys.
Just kept sending him pictures of celebrities. Yeah.
What do you think of this? What do you think of Brad Pitt? Yes, no, maybe. Yeah.
It sounds like it was really exciting for you, though, to come up and to Jenny.
Yeah, I think I was kind of more excited.
And how long were you thinking about coming out to Jenny before you actually did?
Oh, I think I was thinking about it for at least a year.
Really?
Ever since, you know, I sort of thought about it myself, I wanted to tell someone. So I'm not very good at keeping secrets.
And how did you come up with that? Why that day? What happened in sort of to make it that happen on that day?
I don't know.
Well, it really was just a random day and at a random location, which pretty much sums up our friendship. And I just go, yep, guess what? I'm gay. So,
Ron, let me ask you something. If you were to give advice to a listener who's sitting at home, similar to yourself, 14, 15, suddenly realizes they're gay, what advice would you give them?
Talk to your best friends. They surprise you. They, most of the time, in a really, really positive way. And they will help you out through a lot of things. So it's always good to talk to someone, I think, about it.
Do you think it's important, though, to pick the friends that you talk to, or just go to friends and say, hey, I'm gay?
Well, definitely, if you have a really close friend, if they are a really good friend and close to you, they will love you no matter what. And that's the same as the parents and anyone, really. So talk to them, and you never know. They really would surprise you about, you know, how much they know about just the gay culture, or even set you up with your first boyfriend.
Do you think that we just assume that everybody's going to be against you because you're gay?
Yes. Especially in high school, it's a really tough time, and a lot of boys are very immature. But I think it's also because they're just in a big group and they feed off each other. If you talk to them one-on-one and you actually do have a good heart-to-heart conversation with them, you'll be surprised how accepting people are.
Jenny, do you agree with that? I mean, because you were the person that Ron came out to. Would you agree that most friends would accept it?
I think that, yeah, you'd have to choose who you'd tell your secret to. I'm really glad for our mutual friend who he told first. Yeah, I'm glad he gave Ron the support he needed at that time. But I'm really glad that he told me afterwards and that I was able to support him as well.
Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show almost. But I would like to thank you both very much for coming in and chatting to us today. And especially Ron, because you've been very honest and sincere with us. And I'm sure the advice that you give about coming out will be well received. And I mean, you're such a happy person and you're such a good personality, and you and Jenny are similar. You bounce off each other, so it's so nice to see a gay guy with a really good friend who's straight. And again, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Well, unfortunately, that is the end of the show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.